Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ning Ning M. Hang Sing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday disbursed incentives worth 2,400 crore rupees at the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana at a function in New Delhi. This disbursal marks a significant milestone in the implementation of the scheme, which is the government's flagship employment-linked incentive scheme aimed at accelerating job creation, enhancing employability and expanding social security coverage across sectors. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "In the 21st century, opportunities will belong to nations that nurture skilled talent, foster innovation and uphold the highest standards of quality." He said India is set to lead from the front. Mr. Modi said India's youth will be at the forefront of driving global growth, innovation and entrepreneurship in the years to come.
भारत दुनिया के सबसे युवा देशों में से एक है, इसलिए विकसित भारत का रास्ता भी युवाओं के सपनों, उनके कौशल और उनके सामर्थ्य से होकर ही आगे जाता है। हमारा प्रयास है कि देश का हर युवा अपनी क्षमता के अनुसार जितना आगे बढ़ सकता है बढ़े। जिसके पास हुनर है उसे अवसर मिले, जिसके पास आइडिया है उसे इनोवेशन के लिए मंच मिले, और जो अपने दम पर कुछ करना चाहता है उसे पूरा सहयोग मिले।
Mr. Modi said the PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana is about empowering first-time employees and building a bridge between youth and industry. A one-day orientation on Nagaland School Quality Assessment and Accreditation Framework NSQAAF pilot program supported by Central Square Foundation was held in Kohima yesterday. School Education Advisor Dr. Kekrelulie Hyome said the framework will help schools assess their strengths and areas for improvement through 5 key domains: administration, curriculum, assessment, infrastructure and inclusiveness. He described the initiative as an important step towards improving educational standards and strengthening the state school system. Commissioner and Secretary School Education Kavileno Angami said NSQAAF aims to establish uniform quality standards for both government and private schools and will eventually function as a permanent independent regulatory mechanism. She stressed that findings from the pilot will help guide future improvements in the education sector. Additional Secretary School Education and SERT Vikweno Chale said the framework aligned with NEP 2020 includes 5 domains, 53 subdomains and 338 standards focus on promoting transparency, accountability and continuous improvement in schools. She urged schools to provide honest feedback to help refine the framework. National Testing Agency NTA yesterday said that it is fully prepared for smooth, fair and transparent conduct of national eligibility cum entrance tests NEET UG 2026 re-examination, which is scheduled for the upcoming Sunday. In a statement, the NTA said that the exam will be conducted across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. Chief Minister Nipurio has mourned the demise of Dr. N. Moa, a distinguished medical doctor. In a condolence message, Rio described Dr. Moa as a man of great faith, humility and selflessness. Chief Minister said he touched countless lives through his service and compassion. He noted that the Ao community and the Nagas at large have lost a father figure whose legacy of kindness, wisdom and healing will endure. Mr. Rio extended condolences to the bereaved family and prayed for strength and solace for them during this difficult time. State Taxes Department conducted an extensive inspection, search and seizure drive across commercial establishments in Kohima. Led by Assistant Commissioner of State Taxes, Kohima Ward B, the inspections were carried out under Section 67 of the NGST Act 2017. Officials examined tax invoice issuance, sales and purchase records, GST return filings and stock registers to verify compliance with GST provisions. Physical stock assessments were also conducted, while documents related to sale transactions were seized for. The department informed that similar inspections will continue in other parts of Kohima as part of its ongoing enforcement and awareness initiatives. More than 1,200 private sector vacancies were offered to job seekers during a mega job fair organized by District Employment Exchange Dimapur yesterday. Organized in collaboration with Talent Acquaintance and AIDA Don Bosco Job Placement Network, the fair featured recruitment for a Bengaluru-based healthcare BPO company. District Employment Officer Gideon Sumi urged educated youth to explore private sector careers, noting that government jobs alone cannot absorb all job seekers. He said the initiative aims aims to connect employers with unemployed youth and create more employment opportunities. Selected candidates will be posted in Bengaluru with an annual package of around 3.25 lakh rupees and additional benefits. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.